You know what? They believe that he's going to do something. That's why so many people get discouraged and they lose their faith in God, because they don't really know what he said. Or they don't know what he meant when he said it, because somebody's giving them a wrong interpretation. So we need to go back to the Bible, get back to the basics, understand from the foundation, and build our way up just like Abraham did.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. The gospel is on your radio. Call a friend. Tell somebody, 88.1.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all.
Father's Day, I certainly want to invite two of the fathers in our congregation. I don't want any of our leaders or ministerial staff to do this. I want some of the brothers who are out in the pews to come and share with me the last two scriptures of Psalm number 126. That would be verses 5 and 6. I want a brother that feels led of the Lord to come up and read this. Verse 5, and another brother to read verse 6 as this message pertains to Father. So again, Psalm 128, verse 5 and 6. 128. Well, I'm going to stand here till I see it look like one brother coming up in the sand. I'm going to stand here. They come in. Well, praise the Lord. Give them a hand as they come. Now as they come, you stand on your feet in honor of the word of the Lord. Verse 5 and 1 verse 6.
Verse 5. They that sow in tears shall...
No. 128, Psalm 128, verse 5.
Okay. The Lord shall bless thee,
yes,
out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life.
Amen. Verse 6.
And verse 6 of 128. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel.
Amen. God bless. Give them a hand as you're seated. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, brothers. I appreciate it. I want to speak from the subject, Happy Father's Day, Every Day, Part 3. Happy Father's Day, Every Day, Part 3. We've been speaking from this psalm all day, and God has spoken to our hearts in helping us to understand the role and responsibility of the godly father. And there are so many nuggets in this word, and when we just start at verse 1, God talks about the godly father's walk. Verse 2, he talks about his work. Verse 3, he deals with his wife. In verse 4, he deals with his wholeness. Verse 5, he deals with his worth. And in verse 6, he deals with his worthiness. This psalm is broken into three parts. The first two parts deal with the godly father's focus on faith. And faith is so important because our relationship, if it's going to be anything, needs to begin with faith in God. It has to do with reverence and respect in the word fear. In the Old Testament, that word meant reverential respect. And it says, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord and walketh in his ways. And so his concern is that you understand that you must fear the Lord to walk in his ways. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And so to walk worthy of the Lord, you've got to have a relationship with the Lord. So it talks about faith in the first two verses. But then it moves on to his family. In verse 3, it picks up, talks about his wife being a fruitful vine and his children as olive plants around the table. And it talks both about passion, and then it talks about potential. Because one of the things that must be clear is one of the first mandates God placed on man was to be fruitful and multiply. That he would leave the earth better than he found it. That he would have dominion over things and be in charge of things and handle things in such a way that increase and overflow would come because of the potential God gave him when he turned it over to him. And so those plants, those olive plants, represent the potential of the children to become the best that they can be with the guidance of the father and the mother, and that they would be plenteous. You remember back in old days how they had large families? If you had 8 folk in your family, you had a little family. Yeah, they blamed it on not having TV back then, but families would be 12, 20, 18, 17, 24. Yeah. But they were fruitful and multiplied. And yet around that table, as an olive plant, those heads were there. And the father and the mother would share at dinner time, breakfast time, lunch time, whatever time they sat together and shared instructional things, shared experiential things, and educational things. And so it was so important because at the table was disseminated much of the things of God in terms of instructions and what they should and should not do. And much went on at the table that, again, represented the potential for each one of them being and becoming everything that God would have them to be and that a good godly father and mother would rear them to become. And then we move on to verse 5 and verse 6. And here it is the godly man's focus on his future. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Every good man ought to have a vision of what he wants his family to be, what his family unit should look like, how they should function, how they should flow, how they should grow, what they should become. That there ought to be at the end of life a greatness left behind in that
that has been shared with all of those children. There are some things that the mother and father couldn't do, but in the proper sharing and instilling in the children could move forward and become what they never could. Sharing with them, showing them the way of the Lord, and understanding that their hopes for them would be to rise higher, go farther than life was able to mete out to them. And so when they look at that, they would see that God was in this process. Now, originally, historically, this is the Old Testament, this was meant for Israel, God's chosen people. And it's important to understand two things about these verses. Verse 5 actually has to do with the quality of life, that the blessings would come out of Zion. What's so big about Zion? Zion was known as Jerusalem, but there was a mountain in Jerusalem called the Mount of Zion, and it was the place of God. And so the inference here is, when you line up with God, you have a right to expect the best blessings from God out of Zion. In other words, it didn't get no richer, it didn't get no better, it was no purer than the blessings that came out of Zion. And so to understand that to a Jew meant the highest compliment and the most important reality of his pleasing God and being blessed of God in his life. So to talk about that meant that there was a qualitative life that one would expect and that one would receive as he lined up and lined his family up so that they could receive the blessings of the Lord. Can I tell you, my brothers and sisters, it's good to get stuff from good places. It's good to work hard and accumulate a lot of good things. But can I tell you, there is no blessing like the blessings of the Lord. When the Lord blesses you, the Lord gives you his best. And the Lord, listen, when he gives it to you, one, he doesn't take it back. The Bible says the gifts of the Lord are without repentance. So the Lord is not an Indian giver. Somebody ought to say praise the Lord right there. There are some things God's given that you've lost, that has been stolen from you, that's been taken away from you. But can I tell you, God didn't do it. He doesn't operate like that. But one of the other things that I need to tell you about that is, when you have the blessing of the Lord upon your life, it suggests that your life pleases God. Now keep in mind, God can bless you. And if you believe the word of God, then God blesses the just and the unjust. But the unjust don't get his best. Somebody didn't catch that. I said the unjust don't get his best. That's reserved for the people of God who honor God, who reverence, respect, and fear God. Those blessings are reserved for those who put God as a priority in their lives. Who knows where I've come from? The Lord brought me. Who truly knows what I know? The Lord taught me. Where I'm going, the Lord will bring me. I told you we're talking about the future of the godly man, the father. Why? Because as a godly father, he knows that the end result is that he leaves this world and his family better at the end of life than he did at the beginning of life. I don't know any real true father who doesn't want a son to be a better father than him. I don't know any true mother who doesn't want a daughter to be a better mother than she was. I don't know any parents who do not desire that their children reach further places, higher heights, and do more than they were ever able to do. I don't know any parent, good godly parent, Who does not want that for their children? And so the focus was always with an eye on the future. The future. So that had to do with the quality of life. But then verse 6 talks about the quantity, the length of life. The length of life. One of the things that you're going to discover, and I think I need to throw this out, and I certainly pray you get this, that no matter how good God is to you, He does not want you to be selfish. Did you get what I just said? I don't care how high He lifts you. I don't care how much He gives to you. It is never for you yourself alone. It is always to be broad-minded enough to look after the things of God. Jerusalem was His chosen city. Prophetically, Jerusalem is going to be the capital in the time to come of God's habitation. He thinks much of Jerusalem, and those who love God and prioritize God in their lives ought to put Jerusalem up there on their prayer lists. Historically, this message was for Jews, but it also now includes believers, which you and I are believers. So we ought to be praying for the peace of Jerusalem. We ought to be praying. Well, you might not say, well, I ain't got nothing to do with Jerusalem. Now. But if you plan to live in the new Jerusalem, I wish I had a helper in the house. You ought to be praying for it right now. Never become so focused just on you and yours. God wants you to include His concerns and priorities in your life in the earth realm. And so when you can open your heart and your mind and pray for others other than your family and others other than yourself, and more especially to include God's agenda in your prayers and your desire, then you have a part in His greatest blessings. Listen, verse 6 talks about the length of life, talking about you'll see your children's children. Your children's children. But this is also in a state of blessedness, because quality came before quantity. And wouldn't it be a blessing to be old and enjoy your grandchildren and great-grandchildren and be able to bless them and live in peace with them? Listen, because if there's peace in Israel, then that means that Jerusalem is safe. If there's peace in Israel, then that means God's promises are as He said they are, and you can look forward to that. But again, understand, it is God saying to us that our future must include Him. You plan your future, and you plan to retire, and you plan to do this, and you plan to do the other, and you've not let God in your plans. A godly man plans every day with God. He plans his faith in God. He plans his family in the will of God. He plans his future in the way of God. So much so, all of this that comes through God's word prepares him for that is to come. What an awesome responsibilities fathers have. And that's why, my brothers and sisters, you ought not take the role of a father lightly. Part of our country is messed up the way it is because fathers are not in their place. not taking responsibility for their role in their families. And as a result of that, we're dealing with things that we ought not deal with, should not have to deal with. But when you move the important father role from the family role, this is what you get. And so, my brothers and sisters, it is an honor to honor father. God says, honor your father and your mother. And then he tells us that your days may be long upon the earth if you take care of them and honor them and reverence and respect them in the things of God. That's how highly God esteems fathers and mothers. And so this day, this simple message is designed to refocus our attention on the awesome responsibility of fathers and the role they play in families and those families in our society. How we ought to pray for fathers everywhere. Maybe you're blessed to still have your father. Maybe you're still blessed to know your father. Maybe you're still blessed to have had an upbringing with your father. But so many don't have that. And so many lives are ruined because of the absence of their father. But thanks be to God, we have a father who cares. In spite of the goodness of our earthly father, we have a heavenly father who loves and cares for us, and he is all of our heavenly father. He is all of our fathers. He is the one who has given us life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in Christ Jesus. It is our heavenly father that we are all that we are and ever hope to be to. And grateful to him are we for our earthly fathers, and we honor him by honoring them who represent him in this earth realm, in this role. I like the song that says, I have a father who cares. I may not be able to do a lot of things, but I have a father who can. He cares and he can. You know, it's one thing to have a father who cares and can't. It's a whole nother to have a father who cares and can. And our Heavenly Father cares, and he can do anything but fail. And so, fathers all over this building today, I pray that you would be the kind of father that would focus on your faith. That you would focus on your family. And that you would focus on your future. Because the focus that you have on your future will flow down to your family. And without a vision, the people perish. And without having that knowledge of God and operating in the things of God, the end will not be greater than the beginning. So my prayer to you is happy Father's Day every day, because God desires you to be the head of your household. God bless you. The doors of the church are open, whoever you are, my brother, my sister.
Encouraging news for you. God has got. Oh, yes. got this thing fixed. And I tell you, God has got it. Yes, he does. Got this thing fixed. Listen. He'll wipe away your tears, wash away your fears. He'll stand right by your side. On him you can rely. He'll be your closest friend. On him you can depend. Oh, my brother, my sister, be encouraged today. God has got, oh yes, he does, got this thing fixed. Can I tell you one more time? God has got. Got this thing. Can I tell you, he's my El Shaddai, my Elohim. He's the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He's all I need, my everything. Oh, believe me when I tell you today, God has got this thing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Got this thing fixed. Oh, be encouraged today. God has got. Bless his holy name.
Come on and put your hands together. Let's give God some praise in the building. If you believe the Lord has got this thing fixed, why don't you get on your feet and help us give God some praise? Oh. No matter what goes on in your life now, got this thing. When your bills are due and you don't know where the money's coming from, y'all. God has got this thing.
for my way. You're the
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. You can receive today's message by sending